Oscar-winning icon Sophia Loren is opening what she calls her trunk of secrets for the first time in a memoir titled Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow, My Life. She's revealing her extraordinary rise out of a desperately poor childhood to becoming an international screen goddess to her relations with her leading men. ABC's Chris Connolly sat down with her for a rare one-on-one.
After more than 60 years as an actress, timeless screen goddess Sophia Loren is sharing her story. Her memoir, Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow, chronicling her earliest days in Italy amid poverty and war, painful even now to talk about.
For me, it was very difficult because, I went through a lot with my family, of course.
Acting was her refuge. Her depth of feeling would win her a Best Actress Oscar for Two Women.
It's a book. It's a dream.
She would bewitch her co-stars, such as Cary Grant. Yet Italian Carlo Ponti would be the love of her life, a lifelong marriage that would produce two sons.
I always think about Cary with great, great tenderness. We became friends, sometimes even a little more.
He asked you to marry him.
There are moments in life that you have to decide. I wanted a family, I wanted children, I wanted to be in my country.
A 1957 Hollywood party led to this infamous photo as she eyed the dangerously revealing neckline of Jane Mansfield, a moment parodied by Modern Family.
She was very preoccupied because she was bending too much and maybe something would have happened, but fortunately it didn't.
At 80, she understands the aging process, but hopes that actresses will resist the urge to look younger.
At my age, we never thought about plastic surgery. I think it's always wrong because I like myself. I like my skin. I don't want anybody to take it away from me. You have to live the life you have. And if you have the luck to look well, even at 80 years old, then you can be happy.
Not all of us will be blessed to look like this when we are 80.
For Good Morning America, Chris Connolly, ABC News, Los Angeles.